It is time for the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, as we say good morning to Daryl Sanders on this Friday. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing good, man.
Doing good. So, how close are you guys to setting up your vaccine protocol that you're going to do here in the area?
Well, I think we ordered a trailer that's going to actually take care of where we actually store the vaccine and also do the paperwork. It'll be a mobile trailer with the health department. So I'm following their lead. I'm really, anything I can do to help them and assist them, that's what I'm doing. So Rodney and Dr. Tharp make their plan, and we're going to fully support it any way we can with whatever it takes. So once we find out the time frame for it, we will go ahead and put our plan in place. So we're still working on it, but we got several variations of the plan, and we'll get the citizens of Clinton County taken care of.
But the big problem with this thing is that it has to be stored at such a cold temperature. That's got to be a big problem, though, probably.
Yeah, the way I understand it, it has to be stored until you get ready to use it. Then it has a 5-day life when it's not being shipped. So actually, the understanding I have from what I've read on this is that it has to be stored sub-zero till it gets to the location where you're going to actually use it, and then it has a 5-day life. I believe you have to use it within 5 days.
Okay.
Period.
So, but you'll probably have it at one specific location for say 3 or 4 months, probably, or at least, you think?
That's totally up to the health department. I don't really understand what the plans are right now, but once they get them finalized, we'll help them implement it any way we can.
Okay. It seems like we were getting a little bit better right before Thanksgiving, and now we're kind of going back the other way again, aren't we?
I'm afraid that's nationwide.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm a little leery of what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. So, and more and more people that I know are starting to actually get it. And like you guys were talking earlier, some of them have a mild case of it, and some of them are just flat on their back. So it depends on, I don't understand it, and I don't think that the scientists understand it either, but it affects people a lot different.
I don't think they do either. I've had discussions with Dr. Tharp and with Rodney, and I'm not so sure they quite understand either. They come as close as anybody, and I'm not too sure they even know yet.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that's had it that doesn't even realize they had it, tell you the truth.
I would probably tend to agree with that. So, you all ready for whatever is needed here to come up here towards the end of the year? Everything, you ready to go from whenever they decided to start doing this?
Yes, we've got several plans in place, or we can put in place. It's totally the health department's call and how they want to do it. But we've got some equipment we're ordering. We ordered a trailer, like I said before, that will be mobile. We can take it anywhere we want to take it. We're looking to get some drive-through awnings to where if it's inclement weather, at least we can get them under an awning in case it's raining or snowing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe have some drive-through cleaning so we can just pull up and give them their shot, and they can drive right on through. So that's one of our options.
Have you been told any kind of dates when this might take place or not?
I have not been told anything. I think that'll all come from the health department.
Okay.
Just from the news, I see that Indiana should get their shipment around the middle of December for the host state. So how it's headed out from there, that's totally up to the health department.
Right. And your first responders and all those people who really are out looking at it every day, are those going to be the first ones to get it?
That's my understanding right now.
Okay.
I think each state has the ability to adjust that the way they want to, but hopefully that'll take place that way.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to bring up? I want to make sure we get talking about the vaccine or anything else. So.
Yeah. Well, we've still got a good supply of PPE for our public safety people. One thing we are doing, we're getting our plans ready for wintertime. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
talking to the local officials about the difference between an advisory, a watch, and a warning. So we're working on that. We finally finalized a grant where we got some money back for salary reimbursement. And other than that, we're just waiting to see what the winter brings. Hope it's another winter where we don't have a lot of snow. But because the problem we have in Clinton County is there's no more fences out in the field. So that snow can, you can get 3 inches of snow on the ground and it can blow for 2 miles.
Yep.
And it collects on the roads.
That's exactly right.
There were fences that would stop that. And now the farmers harvest the crop right down to the dirt, you know, and start plowing and everything else. So we'll have a problem with blown snow. And the thing about that is it can be a blizzard out in the county with 4 inches of snow and the city of Frankfort's in good shape. So it's kind of hard to implement any kind of snow emergency for the whole county when Frankfort's pretty mobile, and but the county roads are impassable. So
yeah,
That's a battle we fight. So that's what we're working on. And other than that, we're trying to keep everybody safe, and you guys do the same, okay?
Okay, you do the same, Daryl. Thanks so much for the time. Greatly appreciate it. Take care and stay safe, okay?
You too.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Daryl Sanders. That is the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision. Just about 7 minutes left in the first portion of Party Line. If there's something on your mind, you can give Ken and myself a call at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. I want to say a special thanks to 8 people. I'm not going to mention names, but they all were checking in on me, Ken, within a couple of days, and it feels good to be part of a Clinton County family. So I want to thank our Party Line listeners who were checking in on me over the last couple weeks, and I really appreciate that. Made me feel good. Now, in the days of old-time radio, Ken, before we had digital computers and all kinds of digital files and stuff, you know, because now we can find a sound effect for anything
right
online, and we can load it in our system. And, you know, here's a sound effect I loaded like 2 years ago for our Clinton County Daily News. If we wanted to do that, we can, you know, just all of a sudden be looking at a newspaper, right? So we can use these sound effects. Or if you want to have a little more fun,
you're stupid,
you know, you could, yeah, you could clip something out. But in the old days of radio, you had to use the original, you had to use a prop, right? And it's amazing. If you go back and listen to the replay here, Ken, at 5 o'clock, how real this really sounds on the air, you know, with our reindeer Merry Christmas bell bow thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Liz had given us this because of our children's 12 Days of Christmas.
Right.
I think she expects Todd Berryman to sit up here and do this while he's reading, you know, winners. But as you can see on HoosierlandTV.com, you know, we actually have the props here.
Yeah.
Now, props go both ways. I've also got this one here.
Oh, yeah.
Which, oh, man, it's going to show me up here.
Of course it will.
So hang on. It's a whoopee cushion if you... There we go. It's a whoopee cushion if you hadn't figured it out. So we've got all the sound effects you would ever need here. But I appreciate Liz putting... I know these kind of get in the way sometimes, but I appreciate Liz having plenty of Christmas cheer for us. We'll put it that way.
Okay.
One thing that puzzled me, Ken, while I was gone, was the CDC came out, and I saw you'd done a story on this yesterday, where they've kind of taken the days down where,
yeah,
you've got to stay quarantined. This is just continues to get more and more confusing.
Yeah, it is getting more and more confusing because, honestly, I don't think they, as we've said many times, I don't think they know. And everybody says, well, we're still learning about it. Well, okay, is 9 months not enough to learn something by now?
No, I give them that. I understand that. And, again, you'll find out. You'll continue to discover things. But one thing that I wouldn't think would change is the guidance of the feet and the, you know, that you're supposed to keep your social distance,
right,
and the time you stay away in quarantine, because they're saying that a quarantine can now end after 10 days if the person has not developed any symptoms. A test is not required. Another employee of Casper Media and myself had tested the same time. Both came back positive the same time. We then tested the same day, which was Monday of this week. We got our results back yesterday, which was the same day. He's still positive.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been positive for like 2.5 weeks. But we talked to Rodney Juan yesterday, Russ and myself and this individual. And Rodney said it's okay to come back because the 10 days, he's actually been gone for longer than 10 days. So we'll get Bill back today, I think. Now, there was some discussion as to whether Bill still has to wear a mask around people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or any employee who would come in who still tests positive, but they're allowed to come back. So, again, the best we can do is just go with what we're given.
I think a lot of that was changed due to contact tracing because people really, you know, they weren't nearly as bad off as everybody thought they were going to be and those kind of things. And I think that's the reason why it got changed,
mm-hmm.
because they found no reason that people were contact tracing. We're just in a group and not all that close or whatever. It's stupid for them to do for 2 weeks. I think that was the big reason it came from behind for doing that.
Plus, I think everybody's given everybody the benefit of the doubt as far as what you're comfortable with doing
mm-hmm.
in your own business or,
yep.
you know, your own school system or your own hospital or something, factory, whatever, you know. So they're giving them some leeway to at least be smart about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when in doubt, call the health department, right? I mean, it's better to check with the experts. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back with Clinton County Commissioner's President Josh Hewitt's next on Wylo's Party Line.
This is Party Line.
Brought to you on. Brought to you by RADI.
YLO, Frankfort, Indiana.
Here's one thing we can all agree on. We all want a safe, healthy, and prosperous community for our children and ourselves. We'd like to see our local businesses grow and prosper, and we'd like to support our schools, our parks, and our local economy. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Be community-minded. We are Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA. Community-minded. Just like you.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Who hasn't felt protective lately of our families, our communities, our resources? In times like these, we all fight to make sure our people are safe. But at the American Cancer Society, our people, our community, our family is made up of millions of cancer patients and their families. So keeping them safe takes everyone's help. During COVID-19, help us keep vital resources available to cancer patients. Please donate to the American Cancer Society at cancer.org.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. It is a Friday morning. I want to thank our sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. And Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith, and joining in the studio with Wylo News Director Ken Hartman here in the studio with me. On the phone is Clinton County Commissioner's President Josh Hewitts. Josh, thanks for the phone call this morning.
Hey, you're welcome. I appreciate you guys letting me call in. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah. We appreciate your time too.
So first of all, how are you doing?
Hey, doing pretty well.
Okay.
Can't complain. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful morning outside this morning. A little chilly, but
right.
I'll take it. How are you guys?
Okay, we're doing all right.
Doing good. Sure. Yeah.
Good.
Of course, one of the big news things that came out this week is you're losing your highway superintendent here in about another month.
Right. Yeah. That was we were sorry to hear that, but completely understand and wish Kevin the best in retirement. He's, you know, worked a long time and certainly deserves a break. So,
are you? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, do you want to keep somebody from within, or do you want to start looking outside?
You know, we haven't decided that yet, and that's something that we're gonna lean on Kevin pretty hard to help us through that process.
Okay.
You know, I've only been a commissioner for probably about 4 years, and we've not had a department head like this leave, and we just haven't gone through a process of replacing somebody like that. So,
right. Okay.
You know, it's a pretty specific skill set and pretty specific knowledge group that you need to pull from. So mm-hmm. Certainly, you know, we would think somebody from within certainly knows what's going on there better than somebody from the outside. But, you know, I don't want to rule anything out. So.
Okay. Also, you got plans approved now through American Structure Point to start work on the third floor of the courthouse.
Right. So I don't know how familiar you are with the courthouse, but as most folks know, the courtrooms are on the third floor, and the courtrooms are in pretty good shape. But the jury deliberation room leaves a lot to be desired, I think. I don't think it's been remodeled since who knows when, maybe even before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to take a look at that and bring that up to date and modernize it with things like the ability to have a monitor in there, a computer, sink, so that you're, you know, a coffee maker, that kind of thing for these folks, as opposed to just a conference table and a bunch of old chairs.
Okay.
And then also, I'm sure you all know, there's only one public restroom in the courthouse, and it's on the first floor. So we would like to be able to facilitate something like that on the third floor, and that way folks don't have to traverse all the way down to the first floor to use the restroom. So anyway, that's kind of the gist of that. So we had talked with the judges and American Structure Point back in August about making some potential changes, and it really kind of keyed in and tied in with COVID, because quite frankly, it's difficult for the jury to deliberate in the room, you know, the size that it is. You can't adequately social mm-hmm. distance.
Right.
And so then you try to do that and adapt and do that in the courtroom. And it's just made it difficult for the courts. And so I think this will go a long way towards modernizing that third floor and making it suitable to move forward through the next several years.
Now, if and when that happens, are you going to are you going to shut a couple things down, or how are you going to try and get around that while that's being worked on?
Yeah, that's going to be the trick, and we're going to rely on, obviously the judges and their staff to decide how they can set their schedules and adjust them, and, you know, that's why we hired a professional at American Structure Point to help us with those kind of logistics and those decisions and how to maintain a functioning court system and remodel at the same time. So, yeah, that's definitely going to be it's going to be interesting for sure.
Okay.
The courts are already behind schedule because they were closed for several months earlier this year, as everyone knows. So they've been fighting to get back on track. So we'll just have to do the best we can.
Okay. I know that last time you and I talked about this, which was the stuff out at the interstate, water was almost done, or is it done now, or is it still the almost part?
It is substantially completed.
Okay. All right.
So the only thing left, to my knowledge, that needs to occur that has not is the bore underneath the interstate. So
okay.
if you kind of picture the far west end of the project would have been, you know, County Road 900 West past
mm-hmm.
the interchange.
Yeah.
And then obviously the far east end was Jefferson. And so the system's been kind of constructed from each end back towards the middle. And so then they'll make that, they call it a jack and bore. And then they'll get everything hooked up. And we're on schedule to have water to NHK on time. For them to be able to get in, you know, first quarter of next year and be able to start getting their facility ready for production in July.
And the wastewater situation is not quite ready to go yet, though, is it?
No, it's not. So, as everybody will probably recall, we had to wait because we felt like we had a really good chance of getting the grant from the federal government, from the Economic Development Administration, and so that delayed that project a little bit. But we had the comfort in knowing that we didn't have to have that in place as quickly as we did the water. We can make some concessions and do things a little bit differently with the wastewater in the time being until it's complete, because the facilities we have out there currently aren't heavy water users for manufacturing or anything like that. It's purely it's all sanitary.
Okay. You
know, restrooms, sinks, that kind of thing. So we can accommodate that. But yeah, we had a little bit of a delay with the wastewater, but it was well worth the wait. We were able to get $3 million from the federal government. So
yeah, it's always fun to get $3 million on the side if you wait a little while.
Yeah, it wasn't. Believe me, I didn't like waiting. And I made plenty of phone calls. I called the White House and talked to the director of interlocal government affairs who had a relationship with since we, you know, Scott and I visited the White House, and I did everything I could to speed the process along, but at the end of the day, the clout of the Clinton County Commissioner doesn't hold a lot of weight in Washington, D.C.
So they
still kind of did their own thing, and I learned my lesson and just sat tight, and it worked out.
Okay.
They told me it would, and so kudos to them. They followed through.
Okay, with 2020 almost done, some people are probably saying hallelujah, thank God, or whatever you want.
Yeah.
What's on the docket for 21?
Well, I think first and foremost is going to be continuing to deal with this pandemic in the short term. Hopefully, you know, by the end of January, we can have a vaccine here. I had the distinct privilege yesterday of participating in a Zoom meeting or a Microsoft team meeting or whatever you want to call it, with a lot of my counterparts here in the region, from Monticello, Lafayette, and here in Frankfort, and the folks from IU Health, and even their CEO, Dennis Murphy, and our local hospital CEO, Kelly Braverman, was also on the call, and it was very enlightening about how they're approach is going to be here the first part of the year, and even here in the next couple of weeks. I think I heard you guys talking to Daryl earlier, and you guys were spot on, he was spot on. I think the first batch of vaccines will arrive here in Indiana within a matter of a couple of weeks. And that first phase will be obviously a vaccination program for folks who work in the hospital, and who are really the front line caregivers.
Right.
I think realistically for Clinton County, when we will have the ability to vaccinate on a widespread basis, I hate to paint myself in a corner by throwing a date out, but I'm hopeful that at the end of January that we'll be able to do that.
Yeah, the thing of it is that I've been talking a lot about it. I think the general public just needs to understand that we're going to be the third one in line for this. You just need to hold on and wait for a little while.
Right. That's exactly right. So I also learned yesterday, and I think this is important to pass along to everyone, is that there's been some concern, and I've heard, you know, friends of mine have the concerns about, you know, whether or not folks want to take this vaccine or not. And I think some of the concern originates from how quickly it was developed.
Mm-hmm.
But they stressed yesterday on the call that this vaccine has gone through all the tests and trials that every vaccine that's been produced has to go through with the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with the Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah.
You know, that's all of these drug companies now have centered their focus on this vaccine as opposed to working on multiple projects, and that's what's accelerated it. So on December 10th, the FDA is going to get together and go over all the data with these different vaccines that, you know, Pfizer or Moderna have all come up with, and then they'll make their determination on whether to authorize widespread use. So my gut feeling is that that's going to happen, because obviously we've heard that, you know, we're expecting delivery, you know, about a week or 8 days after that. So, but I think it's important for folks to know this isn't something that's, you know, just been thrown together.
Right.
But, it's absolutely safe, and I will say it here, and I'll be you can spread the word. I will be the first one in line to take it.
Okay.
I'll even do it. If you guys want to do it live on the radio, we can do that too.
Josh, I was already thinking about doing the same thing. Yeah, we'll go Facebook Live and do it together.
I'm not kidding. I would be willing to do that.
Yeah, me too.
It's important. You know,
for the public confidence. Absolutely.
Right.
I agree.
What I wanted to ask you is that did this come up yesterday where it does say, you know, where people may be a little bit hesitant to do this? Was there any time frame that given out to say, okay, we'll say if after you take this vaccine and in 2 weeks you haven't seen some symptoms or something else other than what we've already been told, it's okay to go ahead and do it? Well, did any of that come out yesterday?
No, we didn't really discuss that particular scenario.
Okay.
We did discuss the manner and the fashion in which these vaccines will be administered. You know, depending on the manufacturer, some of them, I think you guys hit on it earlier, they have to be stored at an extremely low temperature.
Like about 80 below.
Right. There's one that's 20 below zero, which I think that's probably achievable with equipment that we would have or be able to purchase. And then there was another one that had a storage temperature of, yeah, you're right, like 70 or 80 below zero. And I don't know who would have that kind of equipment outside of like a university or a hospital or something.
My question on that is who's going to go in there and get the stuff to bring back out? That's
I know. Yeah. And it's surely, you know, so then you start thinking, well, surely they're going to have to warm that up, you know? So it does seem a little bit odd, but Daryl hit on it earlier. We did I signed the paperwork yesterday. We purchased a trailer that's set up specifically for these vaccinations, so it will give us the ability to have a mobile unit where we can do some regional vaccinations. I don't know what their plan is, but what I would envision seeing happen is, you know, hey, we're gonna take this trailer to Michigan Town, and folks in Forest and Michigan and Owen and Warren Township, you know, today's your day. If you want to get it, come. Don't hold me to that, but that's the scenario that I would envision. Right. Maybe Dr. Tharp has a completely different idea, but it gives us that ability.
Yeah.
And then it's not a one time. And the other thing for taxpayers need to know is that obviously we would have hesitated to make this purchase had it been a piece of equipment that we could only use for vaccinations. So rest assured, we'll be able to utilize it in another manner for quite some time and get a lot of life and use out of it. So,
hey, Josh, if you got just a second, we've got a question from Carl Lane.
Yes.
Good morning, yes, Carl.
Good morning, Josh, Kevin, Ken.
Morning, Carl.
Josh.
Yes.
I was going to take that shot just as soon as I could get it, too, because I'm 70. But, you know, they put on the news this morning that Pfizer don't pass standard. What are they talking about there?
Well, I don't know. I didn't see that news.
I hadn't seen that either.
I'll have to check it out.
He says it didn't not standard. I just thought maybe you talk to Dr. Tharp and Mr. Warren and see what they said about it, because I don't want to be a guinea pig, you know. I want to take it, but I don't want to light up like a Christmas tree either.
No, I don't blame you there.
Okay, I see, Carl, here online that Wall Street Journal's reporting that they had some issues with shipping it, some of their issues with logistics.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah, they're saying that getting all the raw materials together is taking longer than expected. So I don't see anything on here where it says that the doses don't work. It's just they're having to scale back their rollout after supply chain obstacles.
Oh, okay. I just said on the news it didn't pass standard, and I was just curious, you know, about whether it's got to stay at certain degrees or whether it can be out in the open for 5 days after you get it. Yeah. I don't want to.
Right. I think it's got to stay a certain degree up until the time you guys they open it up and they're going to administer it.
Yeah, I hope they get everything straightened out. I mean, there's so much involved. So,
well,
hey,
Carl, you know, you make a good point. And that's another thing that folks have been and have expressed frustrations to me about how often guidelines change. And you know, we've even seen another recent guideline here change with the CDC on quarantines, I think even as late as a couple days ago. Yeah. But somebody made a good point yesterday. In the medical field, they like to use the term that, you know, they're kind of building their airplane as they're flying it.
Yeah.
They've never,
yeah.
You know, this is the first time in 100 years that we've ever had to deal with something like this. And
yeah.
So that's why you see a lot of changes, because that's the way science works.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know the answer right away. You have to keep testing and trying until you get it right. And I trust that they're going to get it right. And
I think so, too.
The FDA,
they wouldn't put that on the news.
They kind of have
to. That's a whole other, you're right. I mean, you know, that's their job. They got to report that. And, you know, it's our job to read it or watch it and decide whether or not, you know.
Yep.
Hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
Okay.
You
Carl,
too.
Thank you,
too,
very
Carl.
Much. Yeah. Okay. Josh, you got anything else you want to add real quick before I let you go?
No, I would just reiterate again, and I hate being Debbie Downer all the time and talking about, you know, let's wear masks and social distance.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can see the end here. You know, I hope that we're about 6 months away from having everybody vaccinated and really putting the hammer on this thing, but we still have to buckle down and, wear the masks and social distance and you know, make good decisions on public events, you know, weddings, funerals, extracurricular events for schools. I mean, I think you're not seeing a lot of spread during school or classroom activities. It's the extracurricular things that are causing the schools to have COVID spread and maybe some, you know, e-learnings and things like that. So we need to just be cognizant of that, make good decisions, just hang in there.
Okay.
So and when we, I won't forget, Kevin, you and I were going to get vaccinated on Facebook Live.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We may bring out Hoosierland TV too and do it.
I think it's great.
Okay. I like
all
it.
All right, man.
All right.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, Josh.
Much.
Greatly appreciate it.
Help.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate that. Always good to hear from Josh. We'll come right back with more Party Line. Just 1 second.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brett Capps. Together, we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office at 1748 East Wabash Street. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
How do you define strength? Is it physical?
I'm hot!
Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierlandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierlandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. On a Friday morning, it's a TGIF, but ironically, it feels like Monday for me. It is Monday for me, right, Ken? Yeah, I'll probably be sticking around all weekend. I'll leave Sunday night. No. It is Party Line, just a couple minutes left in the program. If there's something on your mind, you can give Ken or myself a call. 659-3338. We've got our Christmas jingle bells. And before I left with my COVID a couple weeks ago, I had started getting into the Christmas spirit a little bit. Because you probably heard me in the production room putting together the Christmas sweepers and all of our stuff we do. Of course, Russ and myself went over to TPA Park with the Frankfort Parks Department a couple weeks ago and talked to the people putting up all the lights and everything, which has been going on for almost a week now. And the lights look really good. I drove past there a couple nights ago and almost took the kids last weekend, but decided against it. But it looks really good. So that's all part of our Christmas music box we run between 6 and midnight. Here on WILO, throughout the month of December, we'll continue to do that. And so I've got in the holiday spirit for 2020. It usually takes me a little bit of time. It's never before December 1st. And with 2020 being, 2020 and what it's been, I was ready to go. So I started putting all that stuff together a couple weeks ago, not knowing that I wouldn't be able to be in the production room for 2 weeks. So for whatever reason, why ever I took the initiative to put that stuff together before I got sick, it's almost like I subconsciously knew something. Fortunately, was able to get all that put together. That started Thursday night. And so here we are, having all that and having our Christmas stuff. And I was so encouraged to, come in, and I talked to Liz on the phone over the past couple of weeks, and she's brought me up to speed on things with the children's 12 days of Christmas. And it was encouraging to come in here and see our little prop we've got this morning with our jingle bells. And I'm looking forward to this Christmas. Now, last year we already had a tree, and we had went up to the Cottrells up there toward Rossville.
Rossville, yeah.
And had a good time, too. There was a kid out there with a chainsaw, well, an older guy, and he was, he'd cut them down for you when you'd pick them. We'd do it on the top of the van, and they strapped it down for us. And it was really cool taking the kids to do that last year. The year before, we had bought a tree from the Optimist Club here in town. And so we were debating over the weekend which we were going to do this year. I think we're leaning toward the Cottrells just for the experience of it, you know. It's kind of fun. It was fun last year. But it is 2020, so you never know what to expect, right?
Yeah.
There's new software, Ken, that can tell when you're being lazy. Microsoft has just patented a new technology that detects how engaged and productive you are during those Zoom meetings. It even works in person. The tech gives you a productivity score by analyzing your facial expressions and body language. So
they don't need no tool. I can figure
it
out.
Man, I know, right? You can tell a lot by people's facial expressions.
That's right? Exactly right. They don't need no stinking tool.
No. Nordstrom is selling the ultimate dress to commemorate 2020. No, it's not a dumpster fire. It looks
good.
Yeah, it looks like a hazmat suit. The evening gown is made out of light green satin that resembles surgical scrubs. They paired it with red elbow-length gloves that look something like you'd wear to handle something toxic. The whole outfit will run you $740.
That's still too steep.
Yeah, it is. In that case, maybe I'll take two for Christmas. Okay. Now, I love cheese, right? Cheese isn't necessarily good for you. You got to have everything in moderation. But a French chef just made a 12-inch za pizza with 80 times as much cheese. The guy broke the world record for the cheesiest pizza by shredding tiny amounts of 254 different varieties of cheese. The pile weighed about a pound and a half, cost more than a grand, and just the thought alone is enough to make people lactose intolerant, right?
That's called crampy. That's called way too much time on your hands.
I know. Now, I love cheese, and a couple of years ago, I had a chance to taste some more expensive, higher-dollar cheese, and I'm here to tell you, there's a difference.
Oh, I know there is.
You know?
I know that.
Especially having the girlfriend from Wisconsin, when she's taking me back there, she takes me to the Mars Cheese Castle.
Yeah, oh, man. My grandparents were very much into that, so I got my taste of that, too.
Yeah. Love that. I didn't realize there was such good cheese out there. South Africa's version of Powerball. Now, I didn't even know South Africa had Powerball. Okay?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's got it before.
I mean, they have people starving and eating flies for lunch, but they have a Powerball. They had some weird winning numbers recently.
Mm-hmm.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
20 people will get more than $5 million each, but others are crying foul. They say it's a scam. Lottery regulators promise they're looking into it, but what I think surprised me the most is there was 20 people who actually played those numbers. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's like a couple weeks ago, remember we had that story about the passwords?
Mm-hmm.
And people using the right passwords and the wrong passwords and
yeah,
strong passwords.
Hey, one thing I do want to mention, I don't know if you have it in that stack or not, but coming up on Christmas Day, from I think it's 11:30 to 4:30, they're going to have a Christmas dinner, community Christmas dinner, out at Faith Family Church.
Oh, okay.
It's on CCDM, and the people who are in charge of it, their names are, the reason I bring this up is because you can eat in there and everything else, but do not call the church asking for information. This is strictly for those people who are doing it.
Okay.
Put it on. So it should be a very good situation. I'm really looking, I think it should be, something.
I'm glad to see that.
Yeah, and for also, if you want to have a delivery out in the county, it'll start on 10:30 on that Friday.
Okay.
To deliver how many meals you want.
That's pretty awesome. I'm glad to see that, again, doing what they can to keep things normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Ken, Josh Hewitt, our Clinton County Commissioner President, myself have already painted ourselves in this corner of taking the vaccine.
I know you have.
Which I'm all for it. I wouldn't have said it if I didn't feel comfortable doing it. So Josh and I are going to do that together. Maybe on HoosierLandTV.com. Maybe we'll be the first ones in Clinton County to get it after the first responders and stuff. We'll try to make something public. But they're saying, of course, a lot of us regular folk won't be able to get it until springtime, right?
Yeah.
The former presidents, Obama, Bush, and Clinton, say they're willing to go on camera and get the shot publicly to promote the vaccine. I also saw Jimmy Carter said he would do it, too.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that people need to remember, and Rodney brought this up on Wednesday when we were talking to him, you're going to feel some stiffness and some soreness the second or third day because your body is, your immune system is trying to fight something it didn't know was there. So you're going to feel that. It's almost going to simulate the disease.
See, and that's the part that scares me to death.
That's exactly why I asked what I did.
Yeah. Because I had the mild case over the last couple of weeks.
Right.
And I kept waiting to feel bad, as I know you did too, sort of for a couple of days. But if I get the vaccine and then I feel like crap for three or four days,
That's where everybody's going to go.
It's going to lay me down. I'll have to take a couple more days off work. Have it. I don't like that.
People are going to go ape if that does happen. You know it's going to happen.
Well, at least they're telling us about it. But the CDC had a story on CNBC earlier this week that said,
go get your C's.
The headline was basically, the vaccine is not a walk in the park.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So that gets me a little worried. Ken, thanks as always, man.
All right.
And I want to remind you that tonight, 7:30, not on Wylo, but on HoosierLandTV.com. Make sure you go over there and tell your friends and family. We will be carrying the high school boys basketball game live. Don and Carl with the call. Michael Hall is going to be our executive TV producer. That's Carol at Frankfurt tonight, 7:30 on HoosierLandTV.com. Let's thank our sponsors. They are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. We'll be back with more Party Line Monday morning at 8:30. Have a great weekend. From Wylo.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.